Before we move on, I did want to. There is another caller. There's another special guest.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
yay.
Special guest, would you please introduce yourself?
Well, first of all, I'm so happy to be speaking to the Queen.
The Queen?
Marilyn Steele. Yes, the Queen. And this is Bruce Hogovic.
Oh, Bruce, how are you?
You remember me, I hope.
Are you kidding me? I can see your face right in front of me right now. Oh, my God. Thank you for calling in, Bruce. We've had some great times here at CCO, and you always made me laugh. Always encouraged me. Always.
I was just thinking that as I was waiting to go on here about your great sense of humor. It was so easy to make you laugh. And that's because that's the kind of person you are. You know, you're so upbeat. You're so positive. And I think that's we can bear that out with – I've been listening to some of these listeners calling in tonight with the warm feelings they have about you. And as you leave this show after these many, many years, you can carry those feelings with you. They really feel warmly about you and what you brought to them. You encourage people. I heard many of your callers tonight say, you inspire me. You encourage me. You brought me up when I was kind of down. So that's a remarkable trait to have in a broadcaster. And, you know, I don't know if you recall, but I do. In the early days, I've been gone, you know, a little over a decade.
Right.
But I remember sometimes on Sunday night during your show, we'd have bad weather.
Yes.
You know, like a tornado watch, thunderstorm watch, you know, that kind of stuff going on, lightning. And I'd come back from home, come back down to the station to kind of do a little bit of news work with
you. That's right. You did.
During those severe weather nights. And you were so easy to talk to. And that's one of the marks, I think, that people who listen to radio should know. Mm-hmm. That one of the marks of a true professional in this business is somebody who's easy to talk to on the air. And that's Geraldine. You're always so easy. I didn't have to worry about you throwing me some kind of a curveball that I couldn't answer or whatever. You were always so gracious, so accommodating, and easy to talk to. And that's the mark of a pro. And that's what you are.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
27 years on the show, right?
27 years.
That is so remarkable. I mean, very few radio shows anywhere, you know, let alone in our market here in Minnesota, let alone the whole nation. You know, have 27 years of broadcasting on one show. So that also is to your credit. To what you had to offer. And you've got a lot of great memories to take with you as you leave. It's always sad to think about the last show. It's very emotional, I'm sure. It was for me when I did my last newscast.
It will be. You know, tonight I'm just going to take a deep breath and give thanks. I enjoyed this job, and it wasn't a job. It was like family. It was like talking to people that you knew really cared about you. And you were always one that gave me that. You know, you always encouraged me. You and Dave Lee, man, walk these hallowed halls, and you would just say, hang in there, Geraldine. You're doing great. And it really meant a lot to me. I'm going to cry, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay. Best of luck to you.
And
we'll see you on stage. We'll see you on stage in the future.
I sure hope so. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Good luck, Geraldine.
Thank you. Love you, man. Love you.